Who is your competitor calling upon the force of thy owner? Couple things here. It's actually the seller selling by owner that could sell before you get there. Don't delay saying, I'll let them sit out there for 2 weeks and then I'll start calling upon them. It's a true thing that their optimism will go down the longer they sit out there. Buy owners have a lot of overconfidence in the beginning. It's my house, it's going to sell quickly. And the longer they're out there, the more likely they're not going to stay the course. We'll cover that more in a different audio. Now, the competition is, again, we're in the prospecting river. It is pretty fierce. This is why it could take some time, because there's so many agents calling upon the buy owner, possibly out of your office. Certainly the other companies. A buy owner may get 25 to 50 phone calls from real estate agents. Some will pop by during the week to drop off their stuff as to why they should be hired. Some of them will pop by the open house and tell the seller why they should be the agent they should hire and why they shouldn't sell. My encouragement, we'll cover this on a different audio, is actually help them. Think outside the box. Would you want somebody to call you and tell you, you can't do this, that your brand is better than their efforts? They're not going to buy that, not in the early stages. Your competition is most likely saying, our brand has been around for 912 years. We have 605,000 offices across the globe. Whatever it is, that doesn't matter. You have to be able to say, how do you help somebody without saying, I am the solution? This is about making emotional deposits with people. Your competitor, and there's a ton of them, is sometimes the heavy hitter who has 30, 40, 50, 60 million dollars a year in production, and they want to bump their average price up, or they're just trying to bump their inventory up by 5 or 10, and they get back out of the prospecting river. I've done that several times. I've coached many people and said, we're going to bump up your income, and we're going to increase your inventory. And then you can get back out and you can live with this extra pipeline of business that's come in, new relationships. So your competition is going to be quite a bit. And the goal, though, is for you to get in to that property as fast as you possibly can. Your competition's possibly in your office, certainly within your brand if you have more than one office. It's people been doing it for 2 days. It's been people have been doing it for 22 years. You just have to stay the course and realize it's going to be tough. And if you're committed to say, no matter what, I will not quit, you'll get your 10 buy owners and get lots of future referral business. A lot of those buy owners will actually buy a house through you. So I don't want to tell you that there's no competition. This is going to be easy. This is probably one of the hardest things anybody can do in real estate, call upon the buy owner. But look at it this way. You get to practice on the public. Your listing interview, your friends probably don't want to sit with you and listen to your presentation. Look at the buy owner as boot camp, a great opportunity for you to go practice your presentation. Now, you may not get quite a few of those listings. Most baseball players, again, who make $5 million, $10 million a year, they only hit the ball 3 times out of 10. 7 times out of 10, they don't get on base. So if you crossed 3 thresholds of 4 sub-owners and you listed 3 out of 10, you're doing phenomenal. Keep in mind, that's in baseball, 300 is a great number for baseball players. In real estate, if you get 3 out of 10, you're batting 300, if you will. That's a really good number. I'm going to lower those expectations a little bit. If you get 1 or 2 out of 10, it still won't take that many months for you to get out of this program and have built a referral network. You just have to say, no matter what the competition is like, if I lose, which I will a lot, apparently 9 out of 10 times is a probability, I will stay the course because I know the benefit it has to me for years to come in my career. I was able to practice more often because the by owner let me role play, if you will, by doing walkthroughs on their property, phone calls. So when other opportunities happen, I am so equipped because I got to go to boot camp. Don't look at these groups of people, if you will, like defeat. Look at it as training. It is nonstop training. I'm so grateful that I was introduced to by owners back in the 1980s because it has been phenomenal. Whenever I needed a boost in income, I just went out and did it. It's a skill set that will never leave you, no matter what the market is like. So competition is going to be very fierce, but stay the course. Thank you.